Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. The music you just heard is the very opening of Sergei Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3 and a new recording featuring pianist Boris Giltburg and the Royal Scottish National Orchestra conducted by Carlos Miguel Prieto. Rachmaninoff once said, "I compose music because I must give expression to my feelings, just as I talk because I must give utterance to my thoughts." That was from the opening of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3. Soloist Boris Giltburg writes in his excellent liner notes, "Rachmaninoff's gift as a storyteller extends to a large spectrum of musical forms, from powerful, gripping cinematic short stories, such as many of his piano miniatures, through the longer compositions, such as Isle of the Dead, and up to the large-scale canvases of his symphonies. In his concertos, I feel that the element of storytelling reaches a unique high point in the Piano Concerto No. 3, a narrative tapestry of such richness and variety that it seems to me to rival that of a great novel. Here is a bit more of that opening movement. Thank you. The second movement of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3 begins with the orchestra, with strings and solo winds, especially the oboe, trading the melody back and forth for more than 2 minutes, at which point the solo piano takes over with one of those long, arching melodies that make Rachmaninoff's music so unforgettable. Besides the Piano Concerto No. 3, this album includes Rachmaninoff's variations on a theme of Corelli. Though the tune is not originally from Corelli, it's an old dance tune called La Follia that was used by many different Baroque composers as a theme for writing their own variations, and that includes Corelli. And it wasn't just Baroque composers. Franz Liszt uses this same theme in his Rhapsody Espagnole. But here is the Rachmaninoff version. The opening theme, followed by the first three variations. That was from Rachmaninoff's Variations on a Theme of Corelli. Rachmaninoff's third piano concerto is sometimes best known for its length and difficulty, a point that Boris Giltburg acknowledges in his notes when he writes, "It is unfortunate that the concerto's sheer length and technical difficulty sometimes seem to overshadow its musical content. It's often referred to as the Mount Everest of piano concertos, is alleged to have more notes than all Mozart's piano concertos combined, and is supposed to have been written for elephants," this last comment coming from Rachmaninoff himself. It's a concerto one has to master at a young age, when one is still too young to know fear, according to pianist Gary Graffman, and which could bring the performer to a complete mental breakdown, as was memorably depicted in the 1996 film Shine. Whatever terrors this concerto holds, it's obvious that Boris Giltburg is more than up to the task. That was the beginning of the third movement of Rachmaninoff's third piano concerto. Late in his life, Rachmaninoff wrote, "I feel like a ghost wandering in a world grown alien. I cannot cast out the old way of writing, and I cannot acquire the new. I've made an intense effort to feel the musical manner of today, but it will not come to me." Rachmaninoff may have felt like a stranger in a new world, but three-quarters of a century after his passing, Rachmaninoff's music is as enduringly popular as ever, especially when it's played by someone like Boris Giltburg. Giltburg has a natural affinity for this music and a wonderful ability to make those big, sweeping melodies sing out. The album includes the Royal Scottish National Orchestra accompanying on the Concerto No. 3 and Boris Giltburg alone on the Corelli Variations. Naxos catalog number 8.573630. Here is how the concerto ends. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.